Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. On January 21st, 2020, at SHOT Show, there was the Agency Arms Party, which is not actually the... It's Agency Arms Nighthawk Custom Aero Precision Flux. I mean, all kinds of other people. And a lot of people go out there to it. And I made a connection while I was out there. And I think I've been connected with him before, but I just don't remember. But this is beside the point because I am today. So joining us, I want to say again, but joining us tonight from SWAT, Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics, is Jonathan Owen. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill.
I still can't remember who I spoke to when it was somebody in Texas. When I believe it was SWAT that I had on before years ago.
Yeah, so, you know, SWAT got launched officially. First publication was January of 2012.
Okay.
And home base was Texas at the time. So, in all likelihood, that was us talking back then.
Okay, well, whatever it was. We've been so busy, we just forgot all of it. But hooked up with Jonathan and a few other people at the party at the Pro Gun Club in Boulder City, Colorado. Tell me about SWAT. Now, feral hogs, wild boars? I mean, is it all the same thing? That's who you're going after. You're going after the big rodents that, if you're not careful, will eat you. Is that what you're going after?
Well, you know, that is exactly how it started. As a matter of fact, the brand before it was Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics was launched as Special Hog Weapons and Tactics. And so the goal was just to build a very high-end, high-quality publication online around the tactical hog hunting world. And so that's exactly where we got started. We did that for a few years, built the reputation, the expertise, and the staff. And then when the time was right, we expanded it to Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics. Still the same old SWAT.com, almost the same logo, but it allowed us to branch out into all kinds of fun things that we wouldn't have been into otherwise.
Right, right. The I got to admit to you, I'm not a hunter, but I have thought about it. Now, I'm also a radio guy, so 5 days a week I'm doing this. So I really don't get a lot of time to go out into Mother Nature and kill something. But with SWAT, it almost seems to me that, are you guys, which animals do you guys pursue? Which animals do you stalk?
Everything's fair game. Yeah, everything's fair game at SWAT, Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics. And so ultimately, as a radio guy, as a guy that's not hunting, you're still part of our core group because it's Special Hunting, check, we cover that. Special Weapons, check, we cover that. And
yeah.
Special Tactics, check, we cover that. And so there's something for everyone. Now, the pursuit of prey, I mean, when you think about guns, they're a lot of fun, and they're a lot of fun to shoot at paper, and a lot of us find that steel is even more fun, whether that's, you know, shooting fast up close or shooting slow out at a distance. And then ultimately, you know, I certainly hope I never had the occasion to shoot at a person, but in terms of running guns and doing what they're capable of doing, that's the hunting world. And I didn't get started in the hunting world till a little late in life relative to most people in the game. But nonetheless, we found that hunting hogs provides a great service to landowners, farmers, ranchers in Texas. That's how it all got started. And then today, you know, much to my surprise, I kind of fell in love with duck hunting. You wouldn't think the two go together, but both are action oriented. And right. We've got people who like to sit and wait, to our staff. So they'll get really into calling in coyotes or something like this and moving around. So everything on the menu is there.
For those, the coyote part. Now, are coyotes, I don't want to get into that part of it just yet. I don't want to get into that part of it. I saw this the other day, and I find this interesting, and I would be curious as to how this works for you. Now, with what you guys do, you have pros all over the United States, right? You have them all over the place in all the states in various places doing various things in various disciplines. But there's some of these states, like I just saw in California, where they passed these laws where you can't bring ammunition into California, for example. You have to either buy it there or something there. Then you have to go through. I don't even know how this works. And they're complaining that since, you know, most of the conservation comes from the hunters, with all the laws that California's passed, the hunters are staying away from places like that. Apparently, hunting, as far as part of being part of the ecosystem, is a very important part of it. But some of these guys politicize it to such a degree it makes it very difficult for you guys to go out there and do the stuff you do.
You know, that's true. It's true in a lot of places, and the political football that gets played is really interesting. California's not the only place that wants to make it difficult for Americans to own and bear arms, right? We can pick any number of states that would have that example. But when you look at where the funding for conservation comes from on a national or a state level, it's virtually dominated by the hunting community through licensing and things along those lines. So when a state says, hey, we're going to make it difficult, well, then they're only cutting their own throats. Because
right.
In the end, they're taking that revenue out of their own pocket. And that doesn't help anybody.
Well, I mean, I've seen places like New York where they made it impossible for anybody to hunt there. And then they had to start calling in hunters because the deer were getting all over Martha's Vineyard, just tearing it up.
Somebody could have predicted that, right?
Yeah. And I mean, but that's just what's going to happen wherever they restrict you guys from getting out there and hunting and do what you do. And the conservation aspect of it, for you guys, this becomes they cut you out of it, and you're not the ones paying the price for it. It's the local residents, isn't it?
Well, it's not only the local residents, but then think of all the small business owners out there that are impacted. You know,
yeah.
The guy with the gun shop selling ammo and licenses and so forth. You know, the trickle down on all of that is very real. Even to, let's say that you're a rancher and you've leased that property. Well, if you can no longer lease that property, or if the state's cut off the demand for the leasing of that property through restrictions and so forth, then that adversely affects your operation. So it's a lot bigger than what folks realize.
Well, that whole aspect of it, because I've looked at the hunters, and the hunters, they always seem to be the default group that the gun grabbers want to leave alone, or so they say. But that's not really the case. And
No,
that's not really the case at all. I mean, especially with you guys, because you guys have all those scary black-looking rifles that have the Legos on them. So,
and Legos
yeah.
are the best.
Yeah, they're the funnest. They're the most fun. But when we get back, I want to talk about the scope and exactly what SWAT is, simply because while we're talking about it, I know what it is. I want everybody listening to know conceptually what it is, because SWAT is actually something everybody can be a part of, isn't it?
Absolutely, and we would invite anybody who's interested in the firearms, the hunting, even the competitive EDC. We'll talk about who is SWAT for when we get back.
Yep. SWAT is SH Sierra Hotel Whiskey Alpha Tango.com. There you can find their 411. You can look at their pro staff. I mean, I know some of their pro staff. I met a couple of them. I mean, but you guys got Fred Madison. I didn't know he was a hunter. I thought he was a tactical guy, but that's all beside the point. You guys have a lot of people. Kat Haas, I met her with you. So we'll be right back talking to SWAT.com, Jonathan Owen. This is Lock and Load.
Carrera-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Jonathan Owen from SWAT. Now, SWAT stands for Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics. That's stupendous, but SWAT is more than a catchphrase. What is SWAT, Jonathan? Tell us what SWAT is.
SWAT is that place where shooters, hunters, EDC, tactical-minded players, competitors all overlap. You know, the easy way to explain this is to go back in time a little bit. Once upon a time in the shooting and gun industries and the hunting industry, there was a hard line, and I bought into it as a young guy that I was a shooter, not a hunter, which is funny when I hear you on the radio. You're like, well, you know, I'm not really a hunter. I'm kind of tied up here, but I bet if I was to invite you down to Texas, we went out and did some hog elimination rounds, you'd probably say, oh, I am a hunter. Now, some people would call that eradication, but that's just nuanced. Bottom line, we used to say I'm a hunter or I'm a shooter, and neither of the twain should meet. And the industry actually kind of profited from that for a long time because, you know, we'd have publications that would lean, you know, exclusively one direction or exclusively the other direction. And it would segment the shooting community into these one-dimensional personas. But none of us are that one-dimensional. You and I are sitting there at SHOT Show getting ready to watch a helicopter come in and, you know, blow up stuff. Pretty amazing venue. And what are we talking about? We're talking about cameras. I think you got a Panasonic GH5. I know you've Black Magic, and I've got a Panasonic. I've got red cameras. You know, and so what are we doing? We're acting like normal people who aren't one-dimensional marketing personas. So what I found later when I got into hunting, I was already an EDC guy and so forth, I found out that most of the people that I knew that were hunters also were concealed carry people. I thought, well, isn't that interesting? I mean, literally, to look back in time, I didn't know anybody who was hunting who wasn't concealed carry licensed. Whether they were doing it daily or not wasn't the point.
Right.
And then you go to the tactical crowd and, like, you know, this is the AR-15, number one selling hunting rifle out there, right? So this blend of people, and so we all have these different directions that we lean in terms of our interest, but it's not as much we're only interested in this one particular narrow area. One of my pro staff, as we speak, is checking in to a hotel in Houston for the Henry's Cup, which, as you well know, is, you know, a competitive shooting environment that's really, really first class. Well, guess what? He also is a duck hunter, a deer hunter, a hog hunter, an EDC guy. His name's Casey Jones. You can look him up on our pro staff there. But that's kind of the picture of who is SWAT and what is SWAT all about.
So if people want to be involved with SWAT, is SWAT.com, is that a resource? Is this a membership? Is this the finger pointing to the moon, if you want to go do a little Enter the Dragon there? What would SWAT be considered in your mind for people looking at SWAT.com? How would they participate in it?
So that's a great question. Sometimes we'll have guest contributions. So if somebody in the audience says, man, have I got a story to tell, or I'd really like to put my big toe in the water and see what it's like to publish in the shooting, hunting, outdoors space and so forth, then certainly they can contact us through the website and they could participate by doing some sort of publication on SWAT.com. Of course, we have the socials as well, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and those things are out there. You know, one of the things that we found about socials is they're really wonderful for community, but we also know that they're not always super friendly to the cause that you
right.
and I are both part of.
Right.
And so we put most of our chips on the things that we own and control, which is SWAT.com, and then the other pieces we treat as a secondary entity.
I like that. I like that. Now, for somebody that would be getting involved in hunting for the first time, somebody that wants, you know, let's call them a tenderfoot. Let's say they hunted as a kid and they, you know, they got married and they had, you know, had a career and everything. And now they're at the tail end of it. Kids are grown. Now they can get out and enjoy a few things. They want to get back into it. Would SWAT be a place they would go to, could go to?
Absolutely. So let's say they wanted to go, how do I set up an AR-15 for hog hunting? Well, we have covered that. As a matter of fact, we even have Bill Wilson, who has written for us of Wilson Combat, how's he set up his system, which is a little bit different than, say, one of our pro staffers, Jared Hilton. And so we have a couple different looks at how I might get that set up. We have introductions, like my personal introduction to duck hunting. I mean, I didn't know I liked duck hunting. My first duck hunting experience was not awesome, but it was enlightening in that it was this fun, action-oriented. You could actually talk to people during the hunt and everything else. Really incredible. So now, you know, we've been out with Remington. We've been out with Sure Shot Game Calls and so forth, and it's a load of fun. So you're like, I wonder what it's like for somebody who's a hog hunter to go duck hunting. I mean, that's an odd cross, but sure enough, so we've written about what's that like, what's the transition like, so forth and so on. There are a lot of things in there. Oh, I want to know how to build an AR. You've got Aero Precision advertising and sponsoring the show.
Yeah.
Well, there are a million videos and so forth out there on how to build an AR. We contributed ours to the conversation as well. So there's just a lot of different things somebody can learn. How about thermal? What's a good thermal to use if you're in a state where you can hunt with thermal? What about other optics and so forth? How about a red dot comparison? Should I buy the aimpoint T1 or the aimpoint T2? I don't know. Well, look it up. You'll find yourself at SWAT.com.
I like it. I like it a lot. So do you guys, you know what, we're coming up on we got a minute left. So when we get back, I want to talk about on the ground, physical, that kind of stuff, because I know you guys do stuff on the ground, physical. I know in the first iteration of SWAT, when I was involved in them, you guys were doing helicopter hunting, which I got to tell you, that's got to be a guess. I mean, that's got to be just the thing, you know, the thing to do. But, you know, that I definitely want to talk about that if you guys are still doing that. Once again, if people want to be involved with SWAT, if people want to, tap into that knowledge, where would they go?
SWAT.com, SHWAT, or as you said, Sierra Hotel with YalphaTango.com.
Socials, you got the Instagram, you got the, I think I saw somebody like one of my, was that you that was liking my camera setup that I did on
yeah,
Instagram?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's at SWAT Team, SHWAT-TAM, on all the socials.
See, he was being kind because he has a red camera. And for those of you that are not initiated in the camera world, my Black Magic camera, while nice, is sort of like a Volkswagen compared to his Bentley. But very kind of him to do that. We'll be right back. My guest is Jonathan Owens from SWAT. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The jury in Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial says it has reached a unanimous verdict on charges of rape and committing a criminal sexual act, but is deadlocked on the most serious charge of predatory sexual assault, prompting the judge to dismiss them and tell them to keep deliberating next week. President Trump delivering remarks at one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Nobody is doing what we do. Nobody can do it like us. We're the greatest country in the world again. We have the greatest people. We have the greatest military by far. We've totally rebuilt our military. Jobs are booming. Incomes are surging. Poverty is plummeting. Factories are returning. The confidence is soaring.
The president is heading back to Washington after the rally. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You know, if I were to betray you, I'd stop talking about hunting and I'd start talking about cameras. But I'm not going to do that. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We're talking to Jonathan Owens from SWAT. Jonathan is sort of like one of my minor heroes now because he owns a Red, but we're going to move on from that. Tell me about the hunts. Does SWAT take people out on hunts?
No, as a matter of fact, we don't. We tell the stories that hopefully educate and inspire and entertain people about hunting and all other gun-related, firearms-related topics. But hunting is definitely one of our favorites. The hunts, as you alluded to before the break, helicopter hog hunting. Is that a blast? Yeah, that is a blast. It's a toss-up. People have said that helicopter hog hunting and or thermal night vision kind of ground assault on hogs is the most fun that you can have with your clothes on. And, you know, I wouldn't argue with anyone from either of those camps. It is an absolute blast. So, yeah, we've done that. Bear hunts, duck hunts, pheasant hunts, turkey hunts, elk, deer, hogs in Hawaii, mouflon sheep in Hawaii, reindeer maybe up in Alaska. I can't remember what all Dylan's done for us, but former Army sniper, one of our pro staffers out of Alaska. So we pretty much have run the gauntlet there.
I can only imagine. For hunting, for like veterans, is hunting good therapy for veterans, for combat veterans?
You know, I'm not a veteran, so I can't really speak on behalf of veterans as such. What I can say is that I've observed a number of nonprofits that take veterans out shooting and hunting. And that seems to be a real winning combination for a lot of those folks.
I can only imagine. I mean, when I know some people that go hunting, like you know the people at Byers Media and everything, and I mean, Ken goes, he parks the car and walks 6-7 miles away from the car. He's not, you know, he's definitely trying to get away from everything. I've called him before when he's in the middle of a hunt. He'll be in a wide-out situation where he doesn't even know where he's at. But he's getting a phone call. And, you know, the thing that he impresses me with is he really enjoys the quiet and the peace and the solitude of it and the fellowship. And he does a lot of hunting in the snow where he has to get out there and do a little bushcraft and everything to stay warm because he stays out there overnight and everything. You have to develop quite the skill set to be successful at hunting, don't you?
It is, and not only is it a skill set that you need to develop, it's a multifaceted skill set. So Ken's skill set would be very much embraced and embodied by some of the other people on our pro staff, like an Amy Rutz and a Cat House, a Wes Malik, Dylan Saunders. These folks are really good, super patient, persevering, and, you know, going out and either climbing the mountain or doing what they do to go after big game and these kinds of things. Myself, I'm a little less patient in actual fact, and I much prefer the action adventure kind of hunt. And whether that's, you know, we've got a hog hunt coming up in Texas where we're going to be running, Tom cars. If you've seen those, I mean, they're just ridiculous. The, Israeli Defense Forces use them. We're going to use them, of course, over here. So we're running those with night vision and thermals and doing magazine dumps on, you know, we could easily see a couple thousand hogs. But it's crazy. Or, you know, like I mentioned, the duck hunting, you know, that's much more action oriented. But man, you talk about people with skill sets. Charlie Holder over at Sure Shot Game Calls. Holy smokes. That guy can call in birds. I can't. It's good for me to go with people who are more skilled than I am. That's kind of the whole thing about hunting. Most people will enter hunting as a result of being invited by somebody else, which goes back to our whole thesis that none of us are this one-dimensional marketing persona that sometimes the industry makes us out to be. I got dragged into hunting by one of our pro staffers, Jared Hilton, who got dragged into hunting by his father-in-law, who needed some hogs killed. You met Jared there at the SHOT Show.
Right.
Neither one of us were hunters. But we got pulled into it because there was a hog problem. But then other people they'll be at the range, and they'll just be doing recreational shooting, and they'll hear a conversation about hunting and say, hey, I'd like to know more about that. And it's rare in my experience that a hunter would say, go away. Most hunters are passionate about what they do at some level, and they'll say, man, let's talk. And that's how a lot of people get introduced, and that's how they're able to develop skill sets, is through that mentorship of somebody else.
Before we go into the break, when we're talking about hog hunting, I mean, that now, if somebody was going to get into hunting, is hog hunting the gateway drug? Is that it? How would you put that? Because with hog hunting in a lot of states, you can just kill a feral hog and just leave it there, can't you? I mean, there's such a problem. They're not out there enforcing things like, well, of course you have to harvest the animal and make sure every drop of him, you know, they're not doing that. They're trying to get rid of a nuisance. So, you can go out there and cut your teeth on that. Is it a good way to find out if you actually enjoy something like that?
Well, it's radically different than other kinds of hunting. So it's a good way to find out if you like that. But it's not necessarily the best intro for somebody who has in mind, hey, I want the peace and quiet and the solitude of going out 6 miles into the bush and hunting that way. I will tell you, though, if it's the question of what happens to hogs when they die, it's a great question. You can find the answer on SWAT.com.
Yeah. Now, I know a lot of people do harvest them. I know there's a lot of people that will take one of those gentlemen and, you know, process him and then stick him underground and let him smoke for 3 or 4 days and then have a good old time. But at the same time, I know a lot of people just shoot them just to make them stop living. But how much of an impact do they have on the landscape wherever they infest a place?
Man, I have seen hog damage on golf courses. I've seen hog damage on farms, and I've seen hog damage in the bush of the Big Island of Hawaii, and it is devastating. You just have to imagine there, and we, of course, we have pictures and various articles, but you can just imagine a nice, you know, freshly sown area, and these hogs can come in and literally destroy it. We know a farmer who planted one field, I believe it was four times inside of a week, because every time he planted it, hogs came in. Our guys went out there, put some heat on it, solved the problem, and now there's wheat growing.
So you're actually doing a, like a public service when you go hog hunting, huh? Now, the thing is, though, I want to try hog hunting out of a helicopter. I got to find a place to go try hog hunting out of a helicopter. Just to see how that is. I know that when I was talking to Schwant when they were in Texas, they had the whole thing. You could go there and they had the weapons for you, and the, of course they had the bird, and you guys would go up and start just letting them have it. I think you guys had Coleon Noir out there one time, didn't you?
So it wasn't us that had it. There were other entities out there that have the helicopters and so
forth. Okay.
But I believe he's done that. We've done that. And I can only tell you it is an absolute rush. Now, as a guy that loves to fly, and, you know, I've got time in a 172.
I'll tell you what. Hang on to that thing, because I do want to hear about this, but I'm getting too exuberant. I'm asking questions, and we're walking into the break. So SWAT.com, SHWAT.com. Check them out there. My guest is Jonathan Owens. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. G GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Check them out. We are talking to Jonathan Owens from SWAT, Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics. Have you ever noticed, Jonathan, that in the political realm when we start talking gun control, they sort of try to drive a wedge between the hunters and the non or the others, the non-hunters, the gun owners who are not hunters who have guns, however you want to put them. Have you ever noticed that?
Gun owner. And the reason in my mind for that is very simple. Besides the divisiveness of it, it's the buying into that there's this group of hunters and everybody else, and that the Second Amendment we're just going to assign to the hunters. They might be an okay group. And everybody else is, out to take over the government tomorrow by force. So anything they can do to divide the gun owning community in the United States is certainly bait, fair game, however you want to look at that. Could be both. And then secondly, their inability to recognize once again that, not everybody has the equal opportunity to hunt based on location, knowledge, access, et cetera. But that doesn't mean that shooters are somehow anti-hunters or that hunters are anti-shooters. We're really all in this together.
Have you ever seen how some of the – and this is the problem I have with this because I don't – I've never met a hunter that told me it's okay for them to ban AR-15s, and yet I hear this all the time. I know that's not true because a lot of hunters hunt with the AR platform. I mean, how many calibers can we fix that thing up in?
I don't have the answer, but it's really long. It's a very
I mean, it's huge, a huge list of this. And, I mean, every caliber, 308 definitely. I've seen them in 450 Beowulf. I mean, they have it in literally, or 50 caliber Beowulf. They have it in just about anything that you could possibly want to carry. And it's an easier rifle to carry. It's an easier rifle to shoot. You can put a telescopic optic on it and... I mean, some of these guys trick these things out to be quite precision. I mean, a high-precision rifle. Do you think that is sort of a bait and switch among the gun grabbers? Because do they think that we don't talk to each other? The tactical self-defense set versus the hunting set, I guess it would be. I don't know.
Purely speculative. I've never had the chance to sit down with a left-wing national TV host who has an agenda to promote you know, candidates that would harm our ways of life and restrict our freedoms, nor am I worried about that opportunity. Ultimately, what matters is the communities that we're part of is to take, you know, a local action and a national level action, go out and vote and make that vote count. There's a sticker floating around somewhere that says a gun vote, and that's a pretty good one to have, I think.
Yeah. That sort of sounded like you've been around one of those guys, though, Jonathan, when you were saying about a TV. So have you been approached? Have they come to you saying, ah, well, you know, those guys, they called you guys FUDs.
Yeah, I have. I've done one interview. I believe it was with CNN probably 6 years ago. And that was kind of the whole, honestly, the producer of the show did not, what's the word I'm looking for? They weren't militantly coming after me. So
right.
I felt like it was a reasonable thing to do, to be a part of. But yeah, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And that's true for all of us. Ultimately, when they take that lack of knowledge and an agenda that is contrary to freedom, then that empowers them to go after freedoms that you and I appreciate.
I like it. I like it a lot, I got to tell you. But, I mean, who was it that started the whole FUD thing? See, one of the things about hunters that I understand about hunters is, first of all, their numbers. I think I've read somewhere that if you take the hunters of just Wisconsin alone, you have the sixth largest land army on the planet. Just the hunters of Wisconsin.
Whether that number is accurate or not, it does illustrate a point. And by the way, hunters are no longer the majority of gun owners and shooters in the United States. I don't know when that would have switched over, flipped over, but in my conversations with people in the industry who are making the guns and the ammunition and silencers and accessories, you know, all the things that we review. So we have these conversations about who's your target. What are we doing with this? How does this benefit this group, this interest, that interest, et cetera? Then we find out that, you know what, the shooting community unsurprisingly spends more on ammunition, sending bullets downrange than the hunting. You know, if you're an elk hunter, then, you know, your goal is to send one or two rounds downrange and get you a bull and a cow and call it a year, right?
Right.
Whereas, you know, Casey Jones down there at the Henry's Cup, I don't know how much ammo he's going to go through, but, you know, we're going to help him with that, so it doesn't matter. But either way, you know, that is a sizable community, and it says so much for us as Americans that we still retain the freedoms that we do regarding firearms and the opportunities to get good with them.
That's an interesting point. I you know, when you look at a hunter, for example, a hunter with, say, what's an exotic caliber that they like? 7mm Magnum? Is that a pretty common hunting round?
Sure, depending upon where you are and what you're hunting.
So if they go through a box of 20 per year, or in actual hunting time, these guys have killed a herd, haven't they?
Or they can't shoot.
All right, well, yeah, there's always that. There's always that.
Yeah. There's always that. And usually on big game hunts, you know, your limits are really strict. So if they're going through a box a year, probably they went and they checked their zero at the beginning of the season, fired a few rounds and said, okay, I'm good at whatever my preferred range is. And then they go out and take care of business, put some elk in the freezer and go on and wait till the next season to do it again.
My next guest coming up in the next hour is a guy named Dean Weingarten. We have done a series of things where we talk about hunters that go out, like hunting elk, for example. The guys that hunt elk with bows or hunt elk with black powder and something. And the incidents of where they get eaten by grizzly bears while they're trying to clean their hunt. And we've been talking about the need for them to carry, you know, a handgun. Every caliber of handgun has killed a bear, including .22.
Right.
And, when I try to talk to Autumn and Ken, you know, Ken had to kill a bear with a black powder rifle at about 6 feet in the rain. And, I was like, what if it hadn't worked? I guess I'd have been a meal for a bear.
It's all true, yeah.
You crazy.
Risk and reward is part of the game.
Yeah. So hunting is it fascinates me what these people go through and everything. It fascinates me what can happen to them out there. So I'm paying a lot of attention to this. If, you know, in the future, can I reach out to you and have you come back and join us here?
Absolutely, and we'd be happy to send some of our pro staff your direction as well.
That's fine. I would love to have them. Kat sort of intrigued me because Kat's this little wisp of a girl that I have no doubt that she is probably pretty good out there on the hunting ground. But that's all beside the point. As we close this hour out, one more time, SWAT, SHWAT. Special Hunting Weapons and Tactics, SWAT.com, a resource for you to go to. Being involved in it means you go to the website, you go check them out. Is there ways for them to get in touch with the pros? Is there a way for the pro staff?
Sure, they can reach out to us through the contact form right on the website. We keep everything in one place. It's real simple, real easy.
Right. So, well worth your time if you're a hunter, if you're looking at hunting or something else. Better to have all the information you need going into it than trying to go out there and say, well, hey, you know, I'll learn as I go. Don't have to do that. You can go to these guys.
You
can go to these guys. Go to their website, SWAT.com, and just look at the pro staff, and you'll know somebody's got your answer. Jonathan, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great night.
You too. Coming up next, hour number three, Dean Weingarten going to join us as we take it into the weekend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.